Hey everyone, a huge weekend in sports is coming up, and if you've been looking for an online sports book where you can play all the games, then pull out your phone and Shazam this commercial right now using the Shazam app for exclusive offers from BetDSI.com. BetDSI is giving away a free $25 wager if you use promo code SBG25. Or simply just Shazam this commercial right now. You'll get instant access to register, play, win, and get paid on everything from football to reality TV. If it moves, DSI puts odds on it. So Shazam this commercial right now for instant access to BetDSI.com and get a free $25 wager on the house and 100% extra bonus when you deposit. Use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. Shazam now, or use promo code SBG25 to get your free wager and start winning today at BetDSI.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hey, the Cannon, a co-working ecosystem for Houston's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and freelancers, has opened up the brand new location just west of the Galleria at 675 Bering. Offices start at just $900 per month, and all members of the Cannon post-Oak can also work out of the main campus space. Visit thecannonhouston.com/post-Oak for more information and to book a tour. thecannonhouston.com/post-Oak. There it is, right there on ESPN 97.5.
I can't believe how much feedback we get on using the bathroom. You got Combine, got Rockets that are in a hot streak, the Astros getting ready to start. And it's like, hold on, let me weigh in on this.
The Rockets are going to Toronto tonight.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. And you know what's a bigger deal? When you use the bathroom, apparently.
Well, it's something everybody can relate to, Lance.
Yeah, that's true. This guy, so Britt, this is an old longtime listener. He says, if you really want to be efficient, time your regular visit before or after work. How do you time it?
Kind of train your metabolism.
So you have a home game most of the time. But if you can't play on the road comfortably, then you need to look in the mirror and tell yourself, hey, everybody does it. It's okay. No, you just go to Starbucks.
Listen,
and you just
when your body tells you it's time to drop a deuce, you drop a deuce.
Look, it's all about your diet. Like, I know certain foods are if I'm eating spicy food after 7, there's a real shot there's going to be a problem at work. That's why I don't eat spicy foods after 7. Because I train my body to take
mental toughness.
Yeah, home games.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't train my. I have zero discipline. You know what we had last night? You know what we had last night? Crawfish. And you know what? I'm like.
And then you throw in some coffee, and now you're gonna be.
And now coffee, and if I've got to drop a deuce here, I drop a deuce. That's all.
It's
that simple.
Need this in my
life. Not my thing. Nope.
Okay.
So,
but speaking of the Rockets, 13 games over 500 now. They take on Toronto tonight.
This is a
at Toronto.
This is anytime you're playing Kawhi Leonard, it's. Mm-hmm. It feels like it just everything elevates because that guy, I consider him maybe the ultimate gamer in the league. Yeah. Of everybody, KD, Steph, LeBron, the ultimate gamer for me who has got his game face on all the time and is a no front dude is Kawhi Leonard. There's a lot of front in these other guys. There's even though they're great, but Kawhi is just about ball and New Balance. He's about those two things, obviously. that is the only other thing we have on him is that laugh. That's like, there's it. No. What are some other famous Kawhi stuff? He's 36 and had.
He had a
1997. He had a super old car one time.
Yeah, right.
What else do you
Which
know about
he probably him? Doesn't have anymore.
No, Daryl didn't draft him when he could have.
Yeah,
and Kawhi is coming
Marcus
off
Morris.
Kawhi's coming off a night off. Because he didn't play last night.
Oh, good.
So he'll be the fresh Raptor tonight.
Oh, good.
What?
Good.
They did play last night, so it'll be back-to-back for them on the road. But it's in Detroit. It's not a terrible trip. But you get the fresh Kawhi.
Here's what, you know, we had a conversation earlier. I was in Indianapolis and some guys from LA were there and we were talking about James and they were talking about how one of the guys, Money Smith, was talking about how boring he thought it was to watch that brand of basketball. Right. And you know what was so weird? I'm watching Orlando and Indianapolis, right? Over there in good seats, just watching close to the court. There were so few, like they shot threes, but I don't know how this is even possible. Their field goal percentage, one team was shot 60% at half, the other one was like 54%, and their 3-point percentages were below 20%. How is this possible? Oh, they didn't shoot 100 threes.
Yeah.
There were so many passes. I didn't even recognize this brand of basketball.
See, that
people were passing and moving and screening, and I was like, what is this?
See,
what are they playing? Is this AAF?
To me, and this is crazy talk too, I thought the Spurs' last championship team was probably the best basketball I've ever seen. And even it's fun to watch, and there's nobody that's more fundamental than the Spurs.
Golden State did a lot of that stuff too.
Yeah. No. But that last Spurs team, that's all they cared about was getting the best look that they possibly could. And it was like Hoosiers, where they passed everybody, every possession, you had to have 5 passes. Otherwise, you couldn't shoot the ball.
You know, sometimes the Rockets are Rockets are like an easy target when really they're a good team. But this joke is just too easy, so I'm going to do it. But it is like the Rockets sometimes, at least in years past, and especially when Gerald Green is in, it's like, remember in Hoosiers at the beginning where all the town folk are out there at the practice when Norman Dale comes in and they're just like, shoot! You can't score if you don't shoot! They're just yelling, shoot it! Shoot! During practice, they're just screaming at these guys to shoot. And Norman Dale comes over, hey, thanks for being supportive of the program. You guys can leave now. We're just going to... What are you talking about?
I mean, we always been
practicing.
There
will be no shooting till the 5th pass. Right. You know, my coach, Coach House, he got so into Hoosiers when he came out. We had to wear black Chuck.
No, you didn't.
Swear on 100 Bibles. Swear on Alex Bregman's elbow, Jesus.
No.
That we had to wear black Chuck Taylors in practice. If John Harris is listening, Johnny, call in under an assumed name so you don't get in trouble. Swear to God, Rodney Williams, if you're listening, call in. We did. Then that was, and then we're like, hey, we're kind of rolling our ankles. And he's like, all right, you can wear something else. But if you want to wear black Chucks in practice, I prefer you wear black Chucks. And we had to do the same, not like it was, Coach, this is a movie. Can we stop?
you couldn't touch a ball for the first hour of practice?
We had practice where we didn't have a ball. Involved a ton of running.
Yes. Yes.
We're having a track meet today. That's the worst thing a basketball player's ever heard, that we're having a track meet. Here's what McCool's listening. He came in from Belize and is listening. He said, totally get the beard. The beard isn't loved. And understand why people think he's boring. But look at the All-NBA teams from last year. Other than Greek Freak and maybe Steph, not one other guy has been better, more durable, and no trouble for his team on or off the court, and could have easily won the MVP the past 3 seasons, and this year too. No, we recognize that. That's what makes it so strange.
He's still boring to watch.
That's what makes it so strange. See, I don't think he's boring to watch.
I do.
He said, KD's great, but he lost 3-1 lead to Golden State. Leaves Oklahoma City. Now unhappy, playing for best team of all time. Paul George hasn't done it long enough. LBJ old.
Slow your roll, best team of all time, McCool.
LBJ old. AD hurt and team cancer. I don't think he's a team cancer by nature. I think the situation's cancerous. Embiid, DeRozan, Butler, haven't won anything. And then same with Lillard and KAT. Lillard, I think, is on that level. Lillard is just in basketball purgatory. Yeah, it's like, I don't care what he does in Portland.
I've always said we're in basketball purgatory.
We're not. We're not in Houston, we're not.
What do you mean we're not?
Why are we in basketball purgatory?
Because we're right there, but we can't get in.
There's got to be another level somewhere. There's got to be different stages because we're there. We're close. He's never going anywhere.
So is purgatory.
Lillard's never going anywhere.
It's right there. Purgatory's right there.
All right, then maybe.
Knocking on the gates.
All right, let me use a different one. 9-7 division champs in football.
That's not right there.
The Rockets aren't 9-7.
That's not purgatory. That's just not good
enough. That's where Damian Lillard is.
Yeah, yeah.
The Rockets
Texans. Damian Lillard is the Texans.
The Rockets were Texans this year? No, Rockets last year were way better.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But they were purgatory. That's purgatory. See, you're right there.
Okay, so you're doing an all-encompassing purgatory. I feel like there's still... Wow, the Lakers have a 0.1% chance of making the
playoffs? Yeah, no, you didn't say it. Yeah. They lost last night. Did you see Jeannie Buss? She went on...
This is great.
On the Daryl Morey... Daryl Morey...
Sloan Sports Conference?
Yeah. She went on there and said, well, it was all fake news. You know what? That whole trade thing for Anthony Davis was fake news. And somehow it leaked out that we wanted Anthony Davis. Well, wait a minute. It was fake news or... It leaked. Which one is it?
Did you see what else she said? She said, it's time that the media is held accountable for blah, blah, blah. And we don't truly need. She goes, I think we got to ask if we even need the media anymore. Like, she's blaming the media.
She should, for
her guy on social media. Like, does she not understand that players, if you give players, this is. Once again, there's no objective covering. Where's objective covering of sports gone? It's like it doesn't, other than Charlie, I know where I can find it, 11 o'clock every single day. Yeah. After when you're going and apparently dumping every day, Charlie's laying down objective sports talk.
I couldn't be more objective about my teams and Deshaun.
Charlie's laying down objective sports talk. You know what people want? Let Antonio Brown tell you what's really going on. Like, well, then we're not going to get anything about what's really going on. We're only going to get his Instagram feed. That's not new. That's not journalism.
No, that's the way.
No, I know.
Instagram is how we find. Thank God we had that for our Antonio Brown interview. I think players, on a treadmill.
Players talking so much is going to do it a disservice. We've seen it. You know, me and Maurice Jones-Drew had a disagreement about that a little bit. We were just talking off the air.
But
remember, he's the guy who blasted Jay Cutler. You remember that?
Yeah.
When MJD laid out Jay Cutler about being on the sideline with his leg locked up in cold weather, which I thought was probably Jay Cutler's an easy target, and I get it. That particular thing seemed unreasonable, but MJD also played the game and, you know, he's got strong opinions. His stories about playing with Jacksonville in that locker room are some of the greatest stories in the history of ever.
Scary.
He is scary. He said, man, it was like prison. You go in, you don't click over there. You're allowed to go here. Whites are in the corner over there. He's like, Greg, what's his name from Florida State? The big...
Greg Jones.
Greg Jones. Greg Jones took him under his wing and walked him in and said, okay, here's... He said one day, he told us this story. He said he was the second team running back, and they were going against first team defense. First team defense was rough. And he said, he's like, okay, and they did goal line. They threw a pitch play to him, and he like wiggled, shook somebody, and got in the end zone. And he's like, yeah, I told y'all, y'all weren't. And he thought, he's like, because I thought my rep's over and I'm done. So I'm trash talking. They go, all right, let's do it again. Like, what? He said he was like, what? He goes, man, they killed me the next two times. He said Darius Donovan hit him so hard that he couldn't feel a side of his body. Like the safety hit him so hard. He goes, I'm telling you, I couldn't go back in because I couldn't feel my body. Like my right side, I couldn't feel. He goes, I'm talking all that trash thinking, well, my rep's done for the day. I'm good. And when they said, let's go again, he realized, ooh. Oh, my God.
813 ESPN 97.5, 713-780.
He said it was thunder. He said, man, I remember when we'd have these fights in the locker room. I said, what do you mean fights in the locker room? There was much. He goes, what? It was the Thunderdome in Jacksonville.
Funny. All right. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, come on.
Need a new restaurant to go to?
Do you know where I could find an organic Vietnamese taco truck around here?
Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news from Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Whoa. Welcome back on ESPN 97. We got Samuel L. Jackson. What was his name in Pulp Fiction?
Jules.
Say Clowney again.
Say Clowney again. I double dog dare you, mother.
What?
What? Clowney? Say Clowney again.
Clowney?
Well, you know, I just can't talk Clowney. Clowney Radio is just, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's a story. They franchised him. We thought it was.
And what's the story, though?
Well,
so they franchise him. He's going to get $15 million this year. He's not going to come to camp. And that's it.
That's not a smart move for Clowney.
Why?
I just think you want to go in and you want to put your best foot forward to get money either with the Texans this year. One thing you don't want to do is get stuck with. So here's the problems when you get, if you try to, I can't even believe that we're even having this kind of conversation.
Nobody cares though that Clowney won't go to camp this year.
Yeah, you may be right, but no one like I can't believe we're having this conversation. Well, if Clowney doesn't play his hardest and tries to, you know, get out of Houston, like is that a possibility that players would not play hard intentionally to? God, that shouldn't even be a conversation.
I don't think that. We haven't seen that from him.
I don't think so either. But if you want to get out of Houston, well,
you know how you get out of Houston? You don't come to terms on a contract.
I don't think he wants to get out of Houston.
And then they've got to give him so much next year that they'll be like, nah, let's just, you know what? Let him go.
They can afford it. They can afford it.
Well, now they can afford it. But we'll see what they do this offseason.
See, but here's the thing. Now, he doesn't play quarterback like Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins game the system. We're going to franchise you. Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to franchise you a second year.
Good. Cool. Awesome.
Now we're going to give you guaranteed money. Like, cool. I just made more money than any other quarterback could possibly now, hope to make because he played the franchise game.
Well, here's the deal, though. The only issue is don't get hurt.
Yeah.
Don't get hurt.
Yeah.
And Kirk Cousins, luckily, didn't get hurt.
Don't even bring that up because now everyone will be tweeting him from other sports that he shouldn't even play because he could get hurt. So you can't play if you're going to get hurt.
No, like, not that.
Well, he's not a franchise
Not
tag.
That. No, you take a chance, though. There it is. I'm not going to come to terms on a long-term deal with guaranteed money. So I'm taking a chance on myself. And Clowney has been healthy, and Clowney plays hard. This thing about he plays hard.
Yeah, I don't know that there is anything out there about Clowney
not
playing hard. He plays
hard. But now he's not a he ain't a practice guy. This is not anything new. He's just not. Oh, well. But he plays hard on Sunday, so what's the difference? To me, what's the difference? I don't give a rat's ass if Clowney doesn't practice hard.
Every coach does.
Yeah, I know.
You don't. Every other coach does because what it tells the rest of the team is we hold him to a different standard than we're going to hold you. That's the problem. Ultimately.
Well, that is, but you
standards.
Know what?
Your best player should lead, should be set
And he
standards.
Doesn't. The other one does. You know who does? 99. Awesome.
I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
It's
That's
true.
All right. Follow that guy, not that guy. That's all.
Yeah, but no, but you still want his football character to be high enough, and
but he shows his football character on Sundays.
But no, that's not football. Football character means you do it all the time. So did Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel played hard when it was game day. Guess what he didn't do during the week?
That's an extreme. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not Clowney. That's an extreme case. But there's a lot of guys like that. I think they just want Clowney. I think they want practice to really matter to him. I think they want his health physically.
It never has, and it never will. So what are you going to do? I mean, Spurrier told you
What you're going to do
Spurrier
is
Spurrier told you that. He's okay.
You know what you're going to do?
He ain't going to be there every day.
You're going to keep him for 7 years is what you're going to do.
That's fine.
And then he'll be gone.
It's fine.
And it is fine.
That's fine.
It is fine. You're going to franchise this year, franchise next year, and
you
then
you got
he'll
7 years out of your number one pick.
And
you got good years out of him.
Yeah, and that's good. Yeah. And then he'll get paid.
There have been number one picks that would have been complete busts.
And he's going to get paid after that, too.
Yeah.
So.
He was fine. Just like Mario. Mario came and left, and oh, well, bye. You know, he was the number one overall pick.
Mario got a ton.
He got a ton of money, right? And so will Clowney. Clowney will get a ton.
He might get a ton from the Texans. Let me tell you, that's what I'm saying. If he puts his best foot forward next year, really does everything he needs to do, practices, gets there on time, gets there early, does all that stuff, that franchise tag could turn into a deal, a long-term deal. I mean, it really could. That's why I don't think you just default to don't show up at camp. You got a chance to be a Houston Texan for a long term. This is still a 1 year. It's still a 1 year, a 1 year plan. And if JJ doesn't stay healthy, then you're the guy.
Listen, I've been doing that whole camp thing. You know what? I don't need it really. Look at last year. I really didn't need it. I came in. Well, yeah, I didn't.
He
work
almost
that,
got the 10
I didn't work that hard.
I mean, JJ got 16, and Clowney got 9.5. What's the difference? This is what I don't get. When people want to make the argument against sacks, they just say, it's random. Sacks are just random. Well, you can see some random sacks at times when guys don't get blocked or whatever, mm-hmm. or one guy's got a tight end on them. But why do the same good sack guys get a bunch of sacks? Is it always random for them?
No, I don't think so. No, it's not. They're good.
It evens out over time.
Amazes me, though. You know, some of JJ's sacks, it's like he went unblocked there. Who the hell designs an offensive play with JJ Watt on the other side and you don't have him blocked?
Or a tight end on him. That doesn't make any sense. Because this year, when you look at his sack total, 16, it just didn't, I don't know. For me, it didn't feel like 16. Maybe I'm being a hater.
He had a good year. He had a really good year.
No, he did have a really good year. It doesn't feel like I see the every play.
If it wasn't for
domination.
Andrew Luck, he'd have been comeback player of the year.
Yeah.
What was it, 22-4 or something? He was outvoted, but he still would have been comeback player of the year. Let's get Biscuit in here because he's been waiting. Hey, Biscuit, what's going on?
Hey, top of the morning to you, fellas.
What's up, Biscuit?
Back at you.
Hey, man, Lance, he's back there in Naptown there, man. A funny combine thing, man. I was flying back one year home for a funeral, I believe. And I didn't even, realize what time of year it was or whatever, man. I was sitting waiting on my buddy to, pick me up from the airport. And all of a sudden, this guy comes up picking for our bag and trying to burst me over to some van or something. I'm like, what's the deal, man? He's like, oh, you in the combine or whatever? I'm like, nah. So I'm like, every brother to fly in the nap is in the combine at this time of year. question. I had a few questions for you, Lance. And before I get to that, I think I'm going on record. This Rocket team here is better than last year's team.
Why do you think that?
Because they're more versatile. Last year, D'Antoni, he had one way to play, and that was like small ball. Now they can go a little big sometimes. Yeah, if Green is off, he can go to another player.
That is true.
It's flexibility. You don't want to be dependent. Now, you're dependent upon the Beard and CP3. But the other guys, you want to be able to have the flexibility in case somebody get in foul trouble or somebody, Nene get hurt. Now we got Fareed or somebody else that could step in. So that's what I think is they're better. And last year they were totally dependent upon Ariza and a couple other guys, P.J. Tucker, to hit shots. Now they're not so dependent, I think.
Yeah, it could. I don't know that I'm ready to say they're a better team. I do think they're a little bit more versatile team. I would agree with that. I think their bench is turning into a little different type of bench that might be favorable.
We'll find out if they're better. I don't know that they're. I mean, that was a 65-win team, Biscuit. I mean, that was a pretty good basketball team that took Golden State to 7 games. We'll see if this team has got that kind of those kind of nuts. And with Chris Paul healthy, who knows what would happen? But I don't know. I'm not ready to say this team is as good as last year's team yet.
We'll see how it plays.
We'll see.
Tonight's a big game.
Yep.
What else, Biscuit?
Oliver, how did, because I was in San Antonio for a funeral a week, so I didn't get to. So, how did Ed do? And then I seen a guy from U of H yesterday. I was watching
Isaiah Johnson,
DB that ran a 4.4.
Isaiah Johnson helped himself. He ran fast, and I think he's got a chance to go third or fourth round. I think he pushed himself up maybe a full round with that 40 times because it's kind of a slow group of defensive backs relative to what we've seen in some other years. I don't know that Ed – I don't think Ed really helped or hurt himself. He came in at 6.017, which is a little weird because Dalen Mack is a for sure six-footer, and he came in at 6'1". Kyler Murray came in taller than he was even listed. There's some questionable things there, but 6.017, 287 looks good. On paper, looks really good for Ed Oliver. But then he didn't run. He didn't do three-cone. He didn't do any of the quickness stuff. He did jump. 36 inches, really impressive. I think he had a good broad jump, too. So the question was, what's Ed going to weigh at his pro day? What's his real weight? Because when he runs fast, when he tries to play quick, or do you say 287 is his real playing weight, and now he's going to get down to a speed weight? I don't know. I don't know how they'll package it, how they'll say it. But Ed didn't – I think it would have been great if Ed would have done the full workout at 287. That would have been really cool. He didn't, so no one's talking about him. You know who they're talking about? Rashawn Gary. They're talking about Montez Sweat. They're talking about Nick Bosa. They're talking about a lot of other guys not named Ed Oliver. And that's the problem you get into when you go to a combine and you don't work out and other guys have big workouts.
Under over, where does he get drafted?
So I think it's 14 if...
Oh, I'll go under that.
you think before then?
Yeah, 11, 12, somewhere in there.
I got to look at who the teams are.
I think the under over is around 10 or 11.
It won't be 10. It won't be to Denver. I got to see who 11, 12, 13, 14 has a need. If Grady Jarrett leaves Atlanta, everyone's putting Ed Oliver to Atlanta, 14. But step in and be the new Grady Jarrett. And that makes some sense.
Yeah.
That makes some sense. That's one of the reasons where I thought about 14. If Ed comes to his pro day and weighs 279 and runs and all that stuff, I think it's going to hurt him. I think he needs to run as close to 287 as he can be at his pro day. So we'll see how that works out for him. He's going to test great. I'd be shocked. If Ed did something like run a 4.81, that would be devastating because everything's been so built up now. The whole Aaron Donald stuff that everyone says, you've now put him on a track for a Hall of Fame career by throwing Aaron Donald on him, which is not fair to the kid at all. And all of a sudden, if his testing numbers aren't like through the roof, everyone's going to be super disappointed because that's all we've ever expected was Ed was going to test like crazy. And he had a really high vertical jump. So 36 inches. I mean, a 36-inch vertical jump is high.
Mm-hmm.
That's really high. They also, Emeka Egbule is a linebacker who was also there at the combine. He might be a late rounder, but I actually think he has some ability. But Isaiah Johnson, good combine for Isaiah Johnson from Houston.
829 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Sean, you'll be up next right here first. But first, what about your patio?
So I've had a lot of people in Twitter hit me up about, hey, who's your patio place? What's your patio place? It's Texas Custom Patios. And when you go to the website, I've told you about going and looking at my backyard. The before and afters are really staggering at tcplance.com. And they really are. tcplance.com. You can check out what my house looked like before and after. I've got the big gabled roof. But when you see the structure in the roof, just know this. That entire space there, that outdoor living space, that was janky. And you'll see it in the picture. They actually added that onto my roof, and it looks like it was built just like that previously. They added new siding on the back of my home. Like, everything they did, they hit a complete refresh. And dollar for dollar, I know that I'm going to get back what I put into the house whenever I sell my home. It's a great place to go outside, watch my games, hang out by myself, hang out with the kids, grab some pizzas or burgers or hot dogs together. And that's what they can do for you. Build an outdoor living space, or they can build a sunroom, or they can build an enclosed porch and an outdoor setting for you, or they can build one, a structure that's freestanding away from your home. That's what Texas Custom Patios are doing. For more information, go to the website texascustompatios.com. That's texascustompatios.com. Click on their blog and go look at their project of the month. February 2019, they've got an outdoor project of the month, and you can go take a look at that and everything, an example of the different styles of projects that they've done in the past, to see if one of them fits perfectly with your vision or maybe your home. And if you have no vision, don't worry about it. I didn't either. Steven came up with it, and it was incredible. TexasCustomPatios.com. You can also find them on Instagram as well. Make sure and search for them. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
I don't know. Did you guys see? Oh, maybe it wasn't racist after all, Dell. Okay.
What?
The president fed North Dakota State. Did you see what he gave them for their meal?
What?
Fast food.
I
they had Burger King, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, all, what? And those are all white kids.
Well, not all of them.
No, they're not.
Mostly. North Dakota State?
It's
extremely white.
It's heavier.
Maybe it's not as racist as you thought it was, Dale.
When did I say it was racist?
I'm pretty sure you said it.
No, I'm pretty sure I didn't.
You kind of said it.
I'm pretty sure I didn't.
I think Dale knows that's just kind of Trump's thing.
Who said that, by the way? Jamel? Was it Jamel?
You stand with Jamel. I don't know who said
I'm,
it.
I'm team Jamel.
I don't know
because I'm
it.
Woke. Okay.
That's because I'm woke.
Yeah. I am woke. So, no, that whole, oh, it was racist. Whatevs. He fed all the white kids, McDonald's do. Okay? So let's stop with the racism. Can we stop that about our president? And can we stop lying about him, Michael Cohen? Thanks.
What was your biggest issue with Michael Cohen's testimony, John?
What's that?
What was your biggest issue with Michael Cohen's testimony?
Oh, the lies?
Which lie?
All of them. Every time he opened his mouth, except about Russia. That's the only thing he didn't lie about.
Yeah, he didn't say. He said he had no evidence of collusion.
That's correct.
So he was telling the truth there, but all the other things were lies.
All the other things were lies.
Huh. It's funny how that
can't
would
believe
work.
That dude. He's a lawyer too. Liar.
Well, he was the president's lawyer.
Well, he's a liar.
He's a lawyer. Wait a minute.
Wait.
Well, not a good one.
But yeah. He was your lawyer for years, Mr. President.
Yeah,
but he was
that's
never
why
a good
he's lying
one.
About it. That's why he's lying, because he's not anymore. We don't want him.
John, let me ask you a question.
We don't want him.
Would you hire a lawyer? Would you keep a lawyer on your payroll for years that wasn't any good?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Sometimes we hire bad people.
John keeps friends on his payroll that are not good.
They're bad people.
I thought he was on their payroll.
Same
thing.
Why is Chad keeping people on the
payroll?
They
keep me on the payroll.
To be their entertainment.
Why? Am I a good person,
That's
Dale?
The Michael Cohen of the crew.
Right? I don't lie about
And he'll snitch on
I
you.
Don't lie he'll about people. And, or snitch.
He would
no.
snitch.
No.
He would or wouldn't?
He would.
I would never snitch.
He snitched on the
no.
show.
To get
and
a better deal?
Snitches.
Not, I'm not, no.
To just, get more Coors Lights? Snitch.
Oh, it depends on the inducement.
Okay,
he would definitely snitch on the show.
Well, you didn't say you were going to hold a Coors Light to my head.
He'd snitch on the show.
713-780-3776. Sean wants to talk about Watt and Clowney. What do you say, Sean?
Morning. Thanks for taking my call. I agree. You know, you pay a quarterback who breaks his ribs and takes a bus to go play with his team. You pay DeAndre. You pay Andre. You pay JJ. They got a different type of ethic than Clowney does. I mean, Clowney's good, but not 100 million good. So I agree with the franchise thing. But I also, if you want to discount some of JJ sacks last year, that's fine, but the dude was causing fumbles left and right. I mean, you could dig into his history. Even when he was winning defensive player, you know, of the year, he wasn't sitting there causing that many fumbles. So, I mean, you can discount some of what he did, but considering coming back from a back injury, putting in the effort and all these other stuff, I agree with both of you guys. You don't pay that guy that kind of money because – yeah, for a coach, you want to set the tone, and you have your quarterback who takes a bus ride when he breaks a rib, set a tone. You know, you don't have somebody that doesn't want to put the same effort as everybody else.
No, your top guys, if you can get it this way, you want them to be tone setters for the team, and you want them to show other guys what it means to be great is being self-motivated and self-starter, and that's any team. You want that to be the case with any team, so. Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You want Clowney to be that guy. We'll see. He's franchised. He's here next year. The Texans, I do think, will look to potentially – I think they'll be open to drafting an outside rusher. You've got Duke Ejiofor. I just don't see what – I'll be shocked if Whitney Mercilus isn't a cap casualty this year.
Wow, what the hell
Brennan
happened?
Scarlett.
What happened there?
Callum Baye is a backup who plays teams. I mean, it's – I don't know what happened. I don't like it. Because he was a good football player. He's a good pass rusher. He's a great human. I mean, fantastic in the city. He just isn't the same guy. No. Ever since that injury, he is just not the same guy right now.
Yep. No, that's – hopefully he's not Gordon Hayward because there's that possibility because that's how we played last year. Just disappeared. Didn't even seem like he was on the field.
Right.
Never called his name.
Right.
It was unbelievable.
It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Hey, we've got I took my three cheers last night, and tonight, trust me, they're sitting on the bathroom counter waiting for me to get home tonight because it's Fat Tuesday, And if you're going to have any cocktails, how are you celebrating Fat Tuesday, by the way? Okay, happy Fat Tuesday to everybody out there. It's the last day everybody can drink because everybody gives up alcohol.
This is like
for
a
Lent.
Holy. This is literally a true holiday for you in a different way.
No, it's a big day.
Is this like the Super Bowl for drinkers?
Yeah, today.
For the pros?
As opposed to New Year's Eve. For, New Year's Eve's for amateurs.
Well, for the people who follow the tenets of Fat Tuesday and Ashwagandha.
Right, right, right. I mean, you're supposed to be gluttonous.
No, you're not supposed to go out and get as hammered as you can.
As hammered as you
can.
That's
not anywhere
in any book. Eat as poorly as possible. Yes, that's what Fat Tuesday is all about. Yes, it's the holiest of holidays.
Gluttony. Especially with alcohol?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we've got your cure for Fat Tuesday. ESPN 97.5 and Cheers want to provide you with brighter mornings, a healthier liver, and the freedom to enjoy alcohol on your own terms. Cheers is a way to reduce alcohol's negative effects and has many positive effects on increasing human health, happiness, and next-day productivity. Caller. Oh, we're supposed to do this in a 10 o'clock hour.
Well, that's
8 o'clock is fine, though. I don't care. You know what? 8 o'clock is fine hour.
Hey, for the 10 o'clock people.
You know what? Screw the 10 o'clock people.
That's ugly. Those people are loyal on the stream.
Yeah, on the stream. Otherwise, they're screwing us, okay? Jerks. Caller number.
Can we give people some time? Like, say, at 8:50.
Okay, it's 8:42, 8:45. Call in at exactly 8:45. Caller number 6. A free 2-month supply of Cheers Plus and ESPN 97.5 Bench, Raheel, and Dell t-shirt. Why is it Bench, Raheel, and Dell? It's the John and Lance and Raheel and Dell t-shirt, which, by the way, is in Bali right now. Crystal sent us a picture.
And I'm not going to lie. I just wanted you to delay it because the intern had to go to the bathroom, and I don't want to answer the phones.
Oh, so
8:45 is fine. He should be back in 3 minutes unless he's doing what you do in there.
Well, I don't know how long. Does he have any wet wipes?
He should if he wants to be clean back there.
Visit CheersHealth.com for more information and mention you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5. CheersHealth.com.
What's the caller number again?
Caller number 5.
At 8:45.
At 8:45. Exactly 8:45. So we got that going on. In the meantime, we got Craig DeSurf.
Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. So I talked to Craig. Craig was in town. We were cutting a commercial together. We had a lot of fun. He's a good dude. He's one of my favorite people just because he's funny and he doesn't take himself too seriously. What he does take seriously is making sure that you're happy with how the experience went. Like whether you're getting a GMC Sierra pickup truck or a Chevy Silverado, the Buick Enclave, it really doesn't matter whether you're Chevy, Buick, GMC. He wants your experience to be outstanding. And he understands that to have an outstanding experience, you want to have the best prices, the best trade-in offers for the vehicle, try to make financing as hassle-free as possible and as quick as possible. And then it's about the customer service aspect as well. He wants your customer service, not only the day of the purchase, but also any time that you're having your vehicle serviced, he wants it to be as good as possible. That's one of the reasons that they will do whatever it takes. If you're here in the city of Houston, they can come in and pick up your car and drop it off for service. I mean, most people don't like doing that, but that's what Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC will do. Craig DeSurf says, hey, if we have to deliver something out to you, if you want to purchase your vehicle online completely through the website and then have us bring it out to you, we'll do that. Whatever it takes for you to be happy, that's what they want to do. They want your second, third, and fourth car. They want you to tell all your neighbors. So make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com. You can see their entire inventory in stock and make that decision to switch over to a new dealership and let this be your home dealership. It's in Angleton. It's a little extra drive, a few extra miles, but it's also going to mean a few extra thousand in your pockets. LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, the weather sucks. Why can't it just be 75 every day? This sucks. Are you guys how do you guys feel about Tiger not being able to play at the Arnold Palmer? Dell, where are you on Tiger's neck injury?
Wasn't aware he had one.
Yeah, he's got a neck injury. He had to pull out of the Arnold Palmer.
Okay, Dell, let's play this game. All right, what do you care more about? A, Tiger's neck injury and whether or not he'll be able to play, or B? Now you're supposed to go B. Like that old man that does that video.
When he's talking about his wife or something. Yeah.
She's on a Skype with him. She goes, what would you rather do? A, John, you be that guy. A, spend the rest of your life together with your wife.
B.
Or B. No.
Wait.
Or B.
B.
It's the funniest video. I can't stop laughing every time I see it. Every time I see it, I can't stop laughing.
B.
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 I mean, it's so fast. It's great.
We were there's Earl Thomas. There's another guy, Earl Thomas. Well, we were talking during the break. I mean, I would love to see. Joel Blank has his Sportsmap article that mentions Landon Collins. He's talking about Tyrann Mathieu, what they're going to do, safety, what the Texans are going to do at safety. This is a problem. Landon Collins is out there. The Texans have money. Landon Collins is a really good safety. But why the hell are the Giants just letting him go?
That I don't understand. I'll have to see if it's a cap issue or what, but I know he had issues with Eli Apple previously, but that was because...
And they got rid of Eli Apple.
Yeah, and Eli wasn't bought into the program. Landon Collins was. A lot of times when this happens, the team who has him every game and really knows more about the player, they believe that the player is not good enough to warrant the money. A lot of times that's the case. It's either A, personality conflict, or B, injury, or C, not... just simply doesn't warrant the amount of money. And there's a public perception about how good a guy is, but the team watching him every day and watching the tape think he's not as good.
Except you around.
Yeah, I did text around, and they said, no, he's still good. That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So that is, I don't know, that's puzzling.
That is it a Marcus Peters, Antonio Brown situation where you just want him out?
I don't know. I haven't heard that.
Because those guys are really good, too.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs getting rid of trading Marcus Peters at that point was just unbelievable. He was one of the best corners in the league.
Yeah, but he was a huge squawker before, during, and after.
Had trouble with
Bob Sutton. I found out kind of what happened during Combine. I asked around a little bit more. So he just couldn't get along with his defensive coordinator at all. He didn't get along with Chris Peterson. He didn't get along with Bob Sutton, the defense coordinator. He's, Wade. I think Wade Phillips is one of the easiest guys to get along with. Is my guess. I mean, it seems that way.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I mean, I would love to have Landon Collins at safety here. He and Justin Reed back there would be totally sweet. But not. I don't know. There's got to be a red flag if the Giants are just letting him go.
And they do have some money, the Texans.
Yeah.
And then they still have cap casualties that, you're going to have, I think you're going to have Kevin Johnson off your books. You're going to have, my guess is you'll have Whitney Mercilus off your books. Like, you can shave even more off if you want to.
Yeah.
And they're not ever mentioned with Landon Collins. I don't ever hear their name mentioned with Landon Collins. We'll find out. There's a lot of meetings.
Isn't that more of a Brian Gain kind of guy, too?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
That's 100% Brian Gain guy.
Not Tyrann Mathieu.
So all the GMs are meeting with a ton of agents at the Combine. Like, sometimes they're not even at the Combine workouts because they're meeting with agents. So whatever the Texans are going to do, they've already got planned. It's already in the pipeline, and we'll see what it is. We'll find out what it is. There's a belief that Trent Brown's going to ask for so much that there is a belief that the Texans will not pay what Trent Brown is looking for. We'll see. That he's going to ask for so much, and they're going to say, we're not paying a guy who's been 375 in his career.
I get it. And that was the same thing with Andrew Whitworth. And guess what? Andrew Whitworth was really
good.
Andrew
Whitworth never had weight issues.
And hell, yeah, but he, I heard, well, no, you're not going to pay a guy. And you know what?
You're going to show Clowney that? Take a guy who's been 370-something, and you're going to give him a bunch of money, and you're going to franchise Clowney? It ain't going to go well with Team Clowney, I can tell you.
I don't give a rat's ass what Team Clowney likes or doesn't like.
Team Clowney, you better get on board with Team Clowney.
No. I'm on Team Jamel, and I have been.
That's not a team.
Yes, it is.
And it has nothing to do with the Texans right now. But, you and Jamel Hill have nothing to do with the Houston Texans and their cap situation and who they pay in free agency. Her team is not involved in this. So quit. Get your mans off team, Jamel, Dell. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
He's always just claiming his team.
That's my team. Okay. And
it's not your team.
Because I'm woke.
You're not.
Because I'm awake.
You're
I'm
not awake. Awake now. You're not awake.
Yeah. I'm so woke, I'm awake. That's how woke I am. You're damn right I am.
This is embarrassing, is what it is.
Team Jamel.
So no, you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
She Did, doesn't speaking have of which, a team, and she doesn't need you on her team.
She wouldn't want you she on her team.
Trust me. She does not want you on her team.
She says climb on, everybody.
No, that's your slogan.
That's your brother. Slogan, not a
climb
woman's.
On, brother.
No woman is, well, some women are, but Jamel's not saying climb on.
She might. You don't know.
No. She's kinda, a happily she engaged might. Woman. She's not
we don't
saying
know.
Climb on.
No, she, we don't know. Know.
We do know.
We don't know.
Well, we're making a...
Did you guys see your boy, Mario Balotelli?
Why is he our boy? Because he plays soccer?
Yeah, because he's a soccer guy.
That doesn't make him our boy.
Okay, you mean the fat chef with the clogs and
no,
the red
no,
and,
the,
and accused, trying to get sauce off
no,
your
that
shirt?
No, that one's accused of stuff.
Doing you know? Ugly stuff.
Yeah, getting sauce off people's shirts. No, you got a little marinara here.
That's not what rub, I would call it.
Let me rub that off.
Hey. Raheel, stop Raheel. Doing your moves.
Yeah, it was. Did you see what he did? He scored a goal and took out his cell phone and Instagrammed immediately.
Instagram live.
Wow, that's pretty. The celebration.
I'd like to say I don't like that, but I kind of do.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Joe Horn gets fined for having and just faking keeping the
updated,
cell phone under there.
There's an updated one. It's Michael Thomas.
Did it, right?
He did it, and he got flag.
Mm-hmm. Mario Balotelli doesn't get flagged?
Soccer's different.
No. I mean, Mario Balotelli has suffered enough on the soccer fields in Europe. I mean, he's an Italian, and Italian fans, like for the opposing teams, club teams, are throwing bananas at him. So I feel like he can do whatever he wants.
So he can bring his phone to the game and Instagram Live during a game?
I would say, weren't you guys throwing bananas at me at some point? Yeah, I'm going to bring my phone onto the field.
I don't think it's everyone is throwing bananas at
him. No, he had a banana thrown
no,
at him.
No, I know he did yeah. for the team. Yeah. Probably when he went to Germany.
No, it was Italian fans for a club team.
Actually,
Italy.
Yeah, they've got the old fascist realm on the yes. Italian side. I forgot about that.
Yeah. I can hey, listen. There's a lot of Greeks that haven't bought into Giannis either. Okay. They just
what are they not buying
buy into Giannis? You got
what
to.
What are they like, not buying into? They don't think he's a great player.
Uzo shots and jumping up and down watching Giannis
right,
games.
Right.
Yeah.
They think he's overrated. They don't think he's a star. What that's what they're
why,
not buying
why
into.
Why aren't they buying in?
No, well,
they just don't believe he shoots threes well enough right now. Is it the is it?
I don't. I listen.
Thing?
I can't pinpoint it. That's all I'm saying.
They're really big Harden guys, so they don't think Giannis is the MVP.
That's right.
I don't feel like the Greeks are Harden guys.
Well, they might be Chris Middleton guys. I don't know, okay? I'm not sure. But I don't know why that some Italians haven't bought into Balotelli, and I don't know why
like,
some of the Greeks haven't
Greek
bought into Giannis.
Greeks are like Greeks here that you know.
Yeah, some Greeks not the Yanni. Yanni Demaris.
Not Yanni.
He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know who Giannis.
I'm not talking about Yanni.
That's what the Kumpo is.
Yeah.
Right.
You mean like Greeks over in Greece or Greeks that you know besides Yanni
no.
here?
John yeah. doesn't know hardly any Greeks.
I know some Greeks.
Yeah, he does.
You know like
yeah,
three.
I'm familiar with the Greek community. Don't
only,
you forget.
You know what you know? If
I'm
they're
in
directly
the Chinese
tied,
community.
You're not in the community.
I'm in the Jewish community.
No, you're not.
I'm in the Greek community, the Italian community.
How are you in these communities?
I'm in the Pakistani community.
How is he yes. in? Because you know
yeah.
Raheel?
Yeah. No, we're boys, okay?
Because you know
we're
Raheel?
In the community.
There's no chance.
Yes.
You're in the Pakistani community.
That's
Lance is.
It's what
yeah,
I do.
I am. I've been in the
okay?
community.
I go to Harwin all the time.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Yeah. I drive by there.
No, you don't.
Yes. Wave. Say, hey, what's up, peeps? So
well, yeah, Lance is more Pakistani than I am. Like, he lives.
We were talking about, like, Raheel's out. Hey, guys, it's just me out here in Richmond. It's like, country ass. I'm right there in the heart. I'm like, you know where I think I'm going to go today? A la seal. And just go get some fool.
You
it's
like
a flip-flop.
That?
Yeah, it's a
some couscous?
Flip-flop.
You're going to get
you know,
some couscous over there?
We did, like, the house swap thing, that's yeah. weird. Watch this Pakistani-American move to Richmond out in the suburbs, beyond the suburbs, out in the country, and we drop Lance Zierlein in the middle of the most concentrated area of Middle Eastern restaurants possible.
Yeah, that's like, true.
Oh, I just walk in. Sometimes I do get looks. I'm like, what? And I say the same thing. I say, what's up, peeps? Like, I say the same thing. And there's just.
That's what you do. Just assimilate. Although
this guy, Zayed's Baker, was really down. Like, he was all excited. I was in. Hey, welcome in. You could tell it was the young, cool son.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, is this your first time? I'm like, no, I've been on. But why would you think this is my first time? Well, I just tried to flip it on him. I said,
See, I walk in though, and they think I'm one of their peeps.
He just goes, give me couscous, sir. This is
sir,
a Pakistani
this is not a Moroccan
restaurant, sir.
Same thing.
This is not a Moroccan restaurant. No, not even remotely close.
Time for you to talk insurance, though.
Tell you about TGS. They're saving people big money. Raheel saved big money. I've saved big money. Steve in downtown was the last one to save big money. We've had, we have had some people. The guy in Lake City. Or League City, Lake Jackson, who say $4,000? That was bananas. You know, what TGS does is they aggregate different insurance, homeowners insurance companies. They got a huge algorithm. You text money to 232323, and what they do is they ask for your address, you text your address back, and within inside of a minute, they'll have a firm homeowners insurance quote for you. Now, from there, you can get the email, and they can offer you 2, 3, 4 different providers and carriers, give you their prices, and you can look at what the coverage is. But for the most part, it's going to be the same coverage you get now. And what you can ask to do is get covered for more money for your home, which is what I did. You can also ask for flood coverage or whatever additional coverage you're looking for. And chances are TGS is going to find you homeowners insurance that saves even more money for you. Go to the website, or rather make the get to your phone and text money to 232323. That's 232323 money, and go ahead and let's get this thing going with TGS insurance.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.